Blog Talk Radio.
Begin to see the thinness
the veil-like thinness, the shadowy unreality of atheistic humanism. The words of those who are now in leadership seem hollow, vacuous, and ineffective. God is in charge, even when he has withdrawn himself nationally. God is in charge. It is interesting that one can see if one is not spiritually blind. One can see through, let me say this, that one can see through the reading of the scripture that has taken place and why civilizations come to an end. There's always indulgence, acute self-interest. There is the abandonment of a national oneness. So there are more details that I can go into. But we Gibbons, the fall of the Roman Empire, we Gibbons. And one should also read, Dostoevsky, The Grand Inquisitor on the Nature of Man, a very tiny book, but a very powerful and explosive book. One should also read Will and Ariel Durant's The Lessons of History. At the start, read also The Story of Philosophy by Will Durant. At the start, I want to provide this morning a foundation for understanding what has been lost. And what has been lost is the presence of God in our everyday lives. I want us to understand the powerful consequences of forgiven sinful action. But it is imperative to understand that where we are now is no accident. Where we are as a society, I should say, is no accident. And the notable spiritual blindness, the divided awareness, the inability to have an appropriate understanding of what is going on in our very midst. So, I want to read to you, beginning from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was an 8th century Old Testament prophet who spoke to his people about the coming of Babylonian captivity. He spoke to his people about the destruction of Jerusalem and Judah. His people rejected his words. They even sought to kill him. People from his own hometown sought to kill him. This message was rejected by the people of God because they were fascinated, they were enthralled, they were enslaved to their various idolatry. And so they could not hear the words of the prophet. Their devotion to their idolatry had blinded them to true spiritual reality. God had prepared Babylon for the Neo-Babylonian Empire to come in and to exact or to bring discipline, divine discipline, upon the lives of the people of God. They did not believe Jeremiah. Why should they? Because nothing of what he had said appeared to be in them. They believed that they had so much time, and their own false prophets in their own midst told them that what Jeremiah has said are lies, and they took comfort in lies. When people have compromised themselves toward a certain direction, they will hear only love. And God pets both the people of the lies, barely touched upon what Isaiah saw and what the words of Isaiah prophesied against with regard to the people of God and what would come into their lives. They could not believe what was on the horizon because they were enslaved in the flesh. And the flesh blinded them to their plight and to this very dangerous situation. So, Jeremiah spends 52 chapters telling his people about what would happen. 52 chapters in the book of Jeremiah. And so in chapter 52, we indeed have the fall of Jerusalem. The companion book to Jeremiah is the book of Lamentations, which was written around 586 BC. And the book of Lamentations, that is the word Lamentations means for you and I, funeral dirges. Lamentations has five funeral dirges or sermons that were written by Jeremiah upon the destruction of Jerusalem, once again in 586. So, Lamentations 1 verse 1 reads, "How deserted lies the city once so full of people. How like a widow is she who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave." That is, a slave king, one given over to forced labor. Someone has written that the title, another appropriate title for the book of Lamentations is The Grief That Heals, or The Therapy of Trouble. It seems now that our culture, our Western culture, is experiencing a radical change, a downward change, a spiral. And I'm looking at Lamentations and Jeremiah and the Book of Amos in our current cultural context, because there is such confusion abroad, such a misunderstanding of what is really going on. There is a distortion of values, all based upon spiritual blindness. Because God has been abandoned. And so, therefore, we see historically, when there has been the abandonment of God, there has been a subsequent fall in the quality of life of those who are under His care. They historically attributed what God had done for them, please read Isaiah, to their idolatrous worship, to their gods that were no gods, to gods who conformed to their will instead of God's people conforming themselves to His will. And so therefore, Isaiah can say that the heart of His people has grown fat. They have eyes but see not. They have ears but hear not. And so the title of my show is indeed Understanding the Powerful Consequences of Forgiven Sinful Actions. God indeed did forgive His people. And please read Isaiah chapter 39, and then read Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40 is a chapter of the new Exodus, the second Exodus event. In the book of Exodus, we read about God bringing His people out of bondage. The term Exodus means the way out. And so in Isaiah 40, we have the second Exodus event. God's people will be led out of Babylonian bondage, Babylonian captivity. We of the West are currently at the beginning of experiencing a new Neo-Babylonian captivity. God has forgiven His people, but they would experience the consequences of their own actions, the very serious consequences of their practical atheism. And so I want to really bring this out and have there be a real understanding of what is going on. So in Lamentations numbers 2, we read, "Bitterly she weeps at night, tears upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies." It is important that we in the West understand that God is, we cannot play with God. And the church that has played with worship and with faith and with commitment, the church that has played with religious mediocrity, the leadership that has compromised the meaning of faith, do not really teaching the Word of God, the church that has been subdued and left out the prophetic element of the Word of God for counseling, for adjustive therapy. Has failed to understand the divine mandate. They have failed to understand the importance of the divine imperative. God said to His people, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." That is the divine imperative. Be ye holy, for I am holy. In Psalm 119, the psalmist states, "Until I was afflicted, I went astray." God has a plan. God's plan understands the reality of our natures. God understands exactly what we need. God understands the road that we choose when we live by the flesh. Please read Isaiah chapter 1. Please read Romans chapter 1. Please read the book of Leviticus. And therein, God talks about the estate of the indigenous people of Canaan, the indigenous peoples of Canaan, their religious practice, their everyday practice, their way of worship, their idolatry. And what did God's people do? Instead of hearing God, and instead of following what God had told them to do, Karim, instead of following through what God told them they must do in order to avoid intrinsic social contaminations, you read that God's people settle alongside of the indigenous peoples. Guess what? God's people adopted their ways. God's people took up the ways of the people or peoples around them. Instead of listening to God, hearing God, obeying God, this is why he gave them the Ten Commandments. This is why he gave them both civil law, and this is why he gave them their laws of hygiene, or their public health laws. He gave them everything that they needed. But they settled down among or alongside of the indigenous peoples and adopted new ways. And therefore, this began the descent into mediocrity and eventual abandonment of the ways of Yahweh. In 722, the northern kingdom is taken away by the Assyrians. And then we read in 586 that Jerusalem is destroyed. That is, Judah lasted maybe 100 to 150 years more. And then Judah, that is the southern kingdom, Judah and Benjamin were gone. Now, God had forgiven his people. He forgave them. But God's people suffered the consequences of their action, of their way. They would go into captivity for 70 years. The land would rest, and many would stay in Babylon to open businesses. But then under Zerubbabel, the people of God would begin to come back. And we read Nehemiah and Ezra and what they faced when they came back to start their lives once again in their own land. And then please read Malachi, which for the English Bible is the last book of the Old Testament, and the degeneracy that has set in once again among the people of God. The Old Testament has a lot to teach us about what is going on in our world today, in our culture today, in our society today. The self-indulgence, the moral and spiritual blindness that is going on. If we are to be saved, we need and we must return to God. In Amos chapter 8, we read these words, beginning in verse 11. Amos 8, 11. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine. none of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. You see, we live in a time which there is a desperate need for the word of God. If Western culture is not to be consumed by its enemies, then Western culture must return to the word of God. Western culture, that is the people of the Western culture, must understand the necessity of following God, and that this experiment in atheistic humanism has not worked. This experiment in atheistic humanistic socialism is not going to work. It has not worked. What provided success, what provided wealth, and what provided a sense of well-being was the presence of God. And there are so many studies that speak to this, about what commitment to God brings, how a commitment to God, a strong and powerful commitment to God, arrests heart disease, coronary artery disease among people, goes down when God is in the midst. High blood pressure goes down, anxiety goes down, depression goes down. People have a sense of community, a sense of wellness when God is at the center of their lives. Children have continuity. Children are not lost. Families have real relationships among one another. Homicides go down. Murder goes down. Productivity goes up in businesses. Everyone prospers, and God is at the center of life. Adultery goes down. Fornication goes down. Commitment, fidelity, honesty, truth. These things take center place, and God is central in the life of a nation. Now, it is imperative that we understand that we must get back to God. If you have the time, if you don't have the time, make time. Read Isaiah 6 chapters, read Jeremiah 52 chapters, and please read the book of Amos, because the word of God heals, the word of God restores, the word of God cleanses one's eyes. The word of God is eye salve so that vision can be restored. It is imperative that we understand that spiritual cataracts are removed when one reads the word of God. Spiritual cataracts are removed from the heart's perception, so that the heart can see once again. Beloved, we need to return to God. We need His truth. God will restore for us the years that the locusts have eaten away. Please read also the book of Joel. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you and have a wonderful day.